Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, 2:9. The topic of our Mishnah here is what happens when one tries to be Mekadesh and Isha with something which is Asur Bahana, meaning that the Torah prohibits any benefit from such an item. So the truth is that the list of items in the halachic universe that are Asur Bahana is actually rather small. Most of the time the Torah prohibits things, but if one does it anyway, so he is, you know, his benefit from it is allowed. Nevertheless, there are certain things, and our Mishnah will list nine of them, which is most of the list, of items that are Asur Bahana. And the punchline of the Mishnah will be, since the Torah prohibits benefit from these items, so then if one would give it to a woman and try to be Mekadesh her with it, it would not be effective, because since it's Asur Bahana, it has no monetary value. So the Mishnah says, HaMekadesh Ba'orla, if one attempts to use Orla, Orla is fruit in the first 3 years that it grows on the tree. The Torah prohibits that. It's based on psukim. Really, all of these items in the list are based on psukim or drushes, and some of the drushes are quite complex, but I want to elaborate on how the scriptural basis for the prohibition. But orla is certainly forbidden for benefit. As the pasuk says, lo ya'achel, you can't eat it, from which is learned that the expression lo ya'achel also means not to get benefit from it. So if a woman would give a fruit that grew from a tree in its first 3 years, a man would give that to a woman to be mekadesher, it would not be effective. Ooh. Also, Bikilai HaKerem, there's a prohibition in the Torah of planting grains, tavua, or vegetables, yirakos, in close proximity to grapevines. Exact details, not for now. But the point is, if one does it in a forbidden way, so then whatever grows, whether you're talking about the grains or the greens or the grapes on the vine, they're all Asur Bahana. They have to be destroyed, and therefore if one would give such grain or vegetables or grapes to a woman to be Mekadesher, it would not be effective, based on a drush from a pasuk. Beshor HaNiskal, this is literally the ox which is to be stoned. The story is when any animal kills a human being, so it's like a Din Torah, and once the Din Torah confirms that this animal did kill a person, then it's subject to like a death penalty all its own of skila, of stoning, and it becomes Asur Bahana, meaning even if you took the animal, instead of stoning it, you shechted it, and say it's a cow. The meat is forbidden for benefit. If you take such a shor niskal steak and try to be mekadesh a woman with it, it would not work, based on a drush from pasuk. Uve egla rufa, the decapitated calf. The story here is you have a if a corpse is found in the wilderness, we don't know who killed this person, so then there's a procedure where the elders of the who live in the closest towns where the corpse was found have to go to a Nachal Eson, a couple pshatim what that means. Either it means like a river that's flowing strong with water, or it's like a wadi which has like a hard floor, a hard ground. So it's, and an egla, like a female calf, is brought over there, where it's decapitated, and the part of the procedure is that those elders say that it wasn't in any way their fault that this person died. In any case, the point is that the egla rufa, when you take that calf down to the Nachal Eson, already even before it's decapitated, it becomes Asur Bahana, based on Amsukim and Drasha. Same goes for Bitsipure Metzora. The Metzora, the person who has that Tsaras affliction, so as they have a kind of complex purification process. The first step entails taking two tzipore dror, like certain birds, and then and one of them is shechted, and the blood goes into like a container of klicheres holding maim chaim, spring water, and the other bird is like dipped in that mixture, and then the used to apply like that mixture of blood and water on the mitzora. The point is that based on psukim again, the first bird, the bird that is shechted, is Asur Bahana. Can't do anything with it. The second bird, ultimately, after finishing the procedure of the like spritzing of the liquid, it's actually let free to fly away. That bird is not Asur Bahana, but the one that shechted is. That's what we're talking about over here. Uvesa'ar Nazir. A Nazir is someone who commits to be a formal Nazir, taking on not to cut their hair, eat grape products, or be exposed to corpse tumma. So at the end of their committed times being a Nazir, which the standard is 30 days, typically. So then, as part of their procedure, they have to shave off the hair, which ultimately is supposed to be put under this pot, the cauldron, where they cook the Zeruah B'Shelah. In any case, the point is that the hair that's shorn from the head of the Nazir, which grew, that's Asr Bahana, also based on Drush, the Psukim. So you can't be Mekadosh a woman without hair. Uva Feter Chamor, if a donkey has a firstborn offspring, which is a male. So then there's a requirement to redeem it with a sheep, a seh, or goat, and then to give that seh to a kohen. So until the Peter Chamor, this firstborn male donkey, is redeemed, so it's Asr Bahana, so you can't be Mekadosh Wum with that. Uvasr Bachalav, literally meat with milk, but it means that you have meat and milk that are cooked together. And the Torah prohibits that, of course, and it's Asr Bahana, unlike other not kosher things, like, you know, pork chops you could sell to a non-Jew. But Basr Bachalav cooked together, it's Asr Bahana, you can't even sell it to a non-Jew. And therefore, you certainly can't be Mekadosh a woman with the mixture, because it has no monetary value, like all these other things. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, the ninth on this list is non-sacrificial animals, which were slaughtered in the temple courtyard. That's a big no-no, and you can't do that, and the meat from such a non-consecrated animal, which was slaughtered, is Asr Bahana. So if you try to use it to Mekadosh a woman, it won't work. In all those cases, Eina Mukadeshes, using that as the attempt to use that as the kesef, or the shavah kesef, the mamon, to be the money to be Mekadosh a woman, simply won't work. But Macharan V'kidesh B'damehen, if you would take any of those nine things and then sell them, which is against the halacha. But if you do sell them, you take that shor niskal meat or whatever it is, and you sell it to somebody and they give you money, that's a no-no, but the money you receive from the sale is now not attached to any isser, and therefore, if you use that to Mekadosh a woman, Mekudesha, she will be sanctified, because it doesn't transfer over. The isser doesn't transfer over. And that's typical. There are actually, worth of note, two categories of Isurei Hana, and I mentioned in our Mishnah, which actually, if you sell them, the restrictions actually carry on to the proceeds of the sale, or if you exchange them, let's say you barter them for something else, carry it and transfer over the thing which you exchanged. So those are actual avodah zarah, like an idol. So if one sells an idol is Asr Bahana. If you sell an idol, the proceeds of the idol sale are also Asr Bahana. And you couldn't be Mekadosh a woman with neither the idol nor the proceeds. And same goes for fruit that grew in the Shemitah year. That is invested with Kedusha, and it's ownerless, and one can't do commercial activity with it, nor can one be Mekadosh a woman with that fruit. And that's true not just for the fruit, but if one would sell the fruit illegally and get money for the sale or trade the fruit for something else, so then the proceeds with which one, from which one got from selling the Shemitah fruits are also restricted, like the fruits themselves, and one could not be Mekadosh a woman with that either.